Some we love, some we hate, some we eat. Why it's so hard to think straight about animals. By Hal Herzog. Narrated by Mel Foster. Copyright 2010 by Hal Herzog. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with HarperCollins Publishers and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. Why is it so hard to think straight about animals? I like pondering our relationships with animals because they tell a lot about who we are. Mark Beckoff. The way we think about other species often defies logic. Consider Judith Black. When she was 12, Judith decided that it was wrong to kill animals just because they taste good. But what exactly is an animal? While it is obvious that dogs and cats and cows and pigs are animals, it was equally clear to Judith that fish were not. They just didn't feel like animals to her. So, for the next 15 years, this intuitive biological classification system enabled Judith, who has a Ph.D. in anthropology, to think of herself as a vegetarian, yet still experience the joys of smoked Copper River salmon and lemon-grilled swordfish. This twisted moral taxonomy worked fine until Judith ran into Joseph Weldon, a graduate student in evolutionary biology. When they first met, Joseph, himself a meat-eater, tried to convince Judith that there is not a shred of moral difference between eating a Cornish hen and a Chilean sea bass. After all, he reasoned, both birds and fish are vertebrates.